Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. And now we're here just 1 month from the Women of Wisdom Conference, so we're getting very excited. And I'm thrilled to have my guest today, Nikki Scully. She's bringing a planetary ritual healing ceremony to this year's conference, which was developed from a workshop she gave at Women of Wisdom in 2004. And she's been doing this healing ceremony ever since around the country. And Nikki Scully has been teaching healing, shamanic arts, and the Egyptian mystery since 1983. Techniques from her alchemical healing form are used internationally by thousands of practitioners. In the late 80s, Nikki founded Shamanic Journeys, which specializes in spiritual pilgrimages to Egypt and other sacred sites. Nikki's books include Alchemical Healing, A Guide to Spiritual, Physical, and Transformational Medicine, and Power Animal Meditations. And her new book, Planetary Healing, Spirit Medicine for Global Transformation, was co-written with her husband, Mark Hallert. The book offers shamanic tools for solving the challenges we face as a global community and provides healing practices and initiatory journeys to address pollution-based diseases, natural and man-made disasters, and environmental degradation. I invite you to visit her website at www.shamanicjourneys.com. And also come to Seattle to partake in her planetary healing. It will be Saturday, February 16th, and she'll be joined by Normandy Ellis for that. And she'll also give a workshop for personal and planetary healing for women on Sunday, February 17th. And so you can sign up for those workshops at our website, www.womenofwisdom.org, and join us in Seattle, February 14th through the 18th. So welcome, Nikki, to Voices of Women.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you, Chris.
Yeah. It's hard to believe it was 2004 was the last time you were at Women of Wisdom. That's 9 years ago.
No. That seems like forever. Although I did come and visit when you had Joan Borisenko up there.
Oh, that's right. That was another year. You were there in another year. Yes, you've come several times. So I like to start out with people's stories and how you got into this work of planetary healing. And you have a particularly interesting story because you had traveled and worked with the Grateful Dead many years ago, which probably feels like a lifetime ago for you. How do you think that led to your work that you do today?
Well, they took me to Egypt in 1978, and that was really the pivotal moment in my life. Although I have to say, just so people understand the connection, my ex-husband was one of the managers for the first 20 years. And so I spent 14 years with him in the center of that cyclone, and I learned an awful lot through that. And through the music, because those experiences were very sacred. And then we went to Egypt, and everything changed. I fell in love with Egypt. I never experienced that level of magic. I wanted to find out where it came from. And so I started going back. 3 weeks later, I was back. And twice more in the next year. And then 10 years later, I started taking groups to Egypt. But what happened in Egypt was that I realized that my sacred purpose was to become a healer, and I didn't really even know what that meant. And so I had to finally leave the Bay Area and move to Eugene, where I've been living for the last 32 years, to find a teacher and develop my own work. So that's how the dead fits into that. But then when I got up here and started studying, I was already teaching by the time harmonic convergence. That was a big key in all this, because as when I heard about harmonic convergence, it was February of, I think it was 1987 or whatever year that was, and 25 years ago. And my husband and I went out and did a ceremony and said, would you please send us some planetary healing teachings that we can use for the harmonic convergence when so many people will be gathered around the world. And so then those teachings started to come in, and a week before the harmonic convergence, we had a class with my advanced students. And that opened up this body of planetary healing work. And then it just kept going from there.
Oh, I know. You've been developing. I kind of sense that you're being led by, you know, whatever you connected to in Egypt. Ever since then, you've just been led on this journey.
Pretty much. It's been quite a wild ride and a magical road, and one that I've learned to trust regardless of the challenges that I've had to face, and there have been many, but there's this continuous and steady trust in the magic and trust in the rightness of the work that's coming through and the importance of it. So what I find really remarkable is that 25 years later, the book is published just in time to prepare for the 2012 solstice, so that, you know, we've had more than a year to build the community and get the word out on this kind of work. And so it's been a lot of synchronicity throughout the entire process.
Yes, and I hadn't realized that, you know, it's like 25 years since that harmonic convergence. And your book, I mean, you go back in this new book that you've written, and you've written books before this, but this book is very personal in some ways, and you go back and include a lot of unusual stories from your personal life. Can you share one right now?
Share an unusual story from my personal life. Okay.
Something you shared in the book, you know. So you wrote.
Well, let me just look into the book. You mean like. The story about, okay, my personal stories, or at least all that I found fit to print, up to the beginning, up to my marrying my husband, are in my alchemical healing book. Because I was introducing a new form, I had to give it credibility through my experience. And so in the planetary healing book, it was just stories ever since I've been with my husband. And what makes that important is the way that we create together. And that's a story in itself. We were driving down the I-5 corridor one day, and I had already, you know, realize how the information comes to me. It always comes through other people. It's like when they're around me, they can see what's going on in my field, or I catalyze some visionary capacities. I'm not sure exactly how that works. But we're driving down the freeway, and all of a sudden, I'm just sort of singing away and calling out the names of all the deities in the pantheon I was getting to know, in the Egyptian pantheon, and all of a sudden Mark pulls over to the side of the road and said, jumped out of the car and backed away and looked at me very strangely and said, you better have a good reason for calling them, because they all showed up. And so I had to kind of talk him down and get him back into the car and say, okay, well, let's find out. And what we discovered, which was for him quite a discovery because he never recognized himself as a visionary, that's how we discovered that he had this gift of being able to be in communion with the source of my teachings. And so in the beginning, it was almost as though he was like a telephone, and I could talk to my main teacher and mentor through him at any time. And I about burned him out. I think the first planetary healing course did burn him out. I don't think he visioned for me for another 2 years after that. But, and just the experiences that we've had learning about the magic and how we can do ceremonies together, and he visions and I scribe, and it really, most of the time, it depends on what we ask for, but some of the time, we get that which we didn't ask for. I mean, that's what happened at Women of Wisdom. We were drifting off to sleep, and it just, there it was, and it was the night before my class, and
right. Well, we're going to share that story when we come back. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. We'll come back and talk more with Nikki Scully.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Nikki Scully today. She's the author of Planetary Healing, Spirit Medicine for Global Transformation. So she was just sharing the story of how with her husband, he was visioning this, I believe it's kind of like the planetary healing. You were preparing to do this, do some sort of a healing, ritual healing at Woman of Wisdom. Is that correct?
Well, I had just completed alchemical healing. I don't even think the ink was dry on that book yet. And when I came up to Women of Wisdom, that's what I came up to talk about, and that's what I promised. And just as we were going to sleep in the hotel before I was to do my day-long workshop, Mark started having this vision. And the images that he was seeing were the archetypal images that happen when a new body of work wants to come in. And so I had to adjust, and I talked with the class. It was quite a large class. There was probably 70 women there. And let them know that, yes, this was alchemical healing, but a new body of work wanted to come in. And were they up for, you know, being part of something new? And, of course, everybody was enthusiastic. And it took the day to bring the ceremony in because of all the teachings that went with it. But what happened after that is I found that I could consolidate those teachings into a journey, and I was doing a prophets conference in Palm Springs 2 weeks later for about 450 people. So I called a friend in Palm Springs and said, can you write a song for this and meet me? She was in Arizona. I said, will you write a song and meet me in Palm Springs? And so she did, and we got them to make the whole ballroom into the round, and she found a couple of singers she could harmonize with. And as soon as we performed it in that way, we knew that it was to be a CD. And then we held off because we also knew it was the beginning of the work toward the book Planetary Healing. We'd been gathering information, but now we were coming to a new phase in which we had to really bring it forward and put the planetary healing kind of on the front burner. But of course, I think I wrote three more books in between before it actually got published.
Yeah, that happens sometimes because there's a time for those. They have a life of their own when they're ready to be birthed. That's when they're going to be come out. And in with your book, there's the CD with the guided meditation.
Right. But we're going to do it as a ceremony, and we'll have musicians and a choir, and everybody will participate in the empowering of the spirit medicine that we're creating.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that on February 16th at Woman of Wisdom, and so everybody can participate in that, and you'll be guiding them. So,
Normandy and I will also be doing another ceremony to lead up to that, probably from the Egyptian Mysteries. Because we're building on that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's going to be quite an evening. And so a lot of your work, you know, is shamanism and teaching people how to use shamanic practices for making a difference in the world. And you offer a lot of shamanic tools for solving the challenges we face as a global community. So Tell us a little bit about that. You know, the healing practices, how you use it to address the pollution-based diseases, and
We know what a mess we've created on the planet, and there's no question that most of it is human created. And so the first task at hand is being able to adapt to the toxic environment we've created in order to live long enough to turn it around. And so that's one of the things that we address. And it's something that I started thinking about back in 92 when I had cancer, because I realized that the key to my survival was to be able to mutate. And I had healing experiences, which I write about, which are included in my chapters on cancer, of how that was part of my healing from cancer. And so some of the teachings in the book include working with allies that can help clean the environmental toxins and heavy metals out of our body, and journey to make those relationships. We use mushrooms for that, as allies for that, and also there's an Egyptian god, Kephra, that's the scarab beetle, who is a planetary guardian that builds us shields that we can wear to help us. And then we get into the real crux of what I think is needed, which is intelligent evolution. I think that as a whole, we are the collective mind, and the morphogenic field of our species is all working together, whether we know it or not, by every thought, every statement, every action feeds into this base of the morphogenic field of the human species. And as we direct ourselves, we evolve. Well, we're, you know, compared to some of the intelligent evolution that you see in the symbiotic relationships in nature, we've kind of soured our direction. You know, we'll wind up with small brains and big tits and cocks if we keep going the way we're going, because that's kind of the mass desire and what the masses on some level think are important. And so there's tools for actually repairing the DNA and affecting the collective DNA and the supportive science that goes with it. When I completed that chapter, I sent it off to Bruce Lipton, the visionary cell biologist who was one of the instigators of epigenetics, which is the new cell biology that states that it's the environment rather than the DNA that informs how the blueprint that we're given responds in life and in any given situation. And so when he sent the chapter back, it included all the studies that support my thesis of how we can mutate and how we can change our biology and even our DNA. And so, and then of course there's a wonderful shamanic journey that allows you to have that experience and to understand how these changes happen in another dimension or in the spaces between time. It's explained pretty clearly. I think one of the main reasons it took us so long to complete the book is because Mark's vision of the physics, we had not seen it published anywhere, and for him to be able to articulate it took actually a number of years before I could understand it well enough to write it. And then, of course, as soon as it's published, we start seeing all these new physics series on TV that are basically saying the same thing. But we try and support everything that we do in the book, although there are some very fanciful journeys that are quite fun and yet very powerful. We do try and keep a light hand with it, even when we're working with heavy subjects. Do you have another question? Do you want me to keep going? Chris, I'm not hearing you. Hello?
I'm going to stop the...
Well, that is quite a bit of a lot of information, and I know there's more in your book about the DNA. I find it fascinating because I think a lot of healers are working with this DNA, and I think sometimes we believe that there's nothing we can do to change our bodies or who we are, and that we can't impact, well, what you said, mutate our DNA. And the reality is they're finding, and you're saying, like, I know Bruce Lipton and too, and science is backing that up, which I think is, you know, it's like spirit's starting to meet the science, and people are starting to realize all these things that we are capable of doing. So this is Chris Danis. We're talking to Nikki Scully. We're going to come back in a few minutes and talk some more with Nikki.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie@mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
A man of strength,
Women of wisdom, women of strength. Women of wisdom, women of strength. Women of wisdom, women of strength. Women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm having a great discussion today with Nikki Scully, author of Planetary Healing, Spirit Medicine for Global Transformation. So, Nikki, can you give people your website and contact information where people can find you and also where they can buy your book?
Okay, great. My website is shamanicjourneys.com, and then there's probably four other websites, including one called HathorsMirror.com, which is our store, our web store. And, of course, you can buy all my books there, and I try and run competitive deals with Amazon, although you have to buy multiples. But there's lots of books there. And Normandy's books also. And there's also an Anubis Oracle, theanubisoracle.com, where you could get a free oracle reading. And there is a planetaryhealingbook.com, where you can find out when I'll be doing my next planetary healing call to action. And
all this information is probably on your Shamanic Journeys website too, right?
Actually, it all is.
Yeah, so you can go there and find all these websites you have and all this material you have.
Right, there's a lot up there.
For people. There's a lot. So now you have in your book a DNA empowerment. So let's talk, because we've been talking about DNA and transforming our DNA, mutating it and all that. So, and you can give a little meditation for people to experience this DNA empowerment.
Okay, just people remember that you're going to have to kind of think fast. But just, I want to quickly say how I believe these things work. Whether your mind, your subconscious mind does not distinguish between a dream, a vision, your imagination, or three-dimensional reality. So the more that you can put into your visioning or your imagining, the more texture, the more feeling, the more sight, the more senses that you can apply, the more your body will respond. Now, with this one, you're not going to have a large body response because you're doing something that's so deep. But this will give you an idea of how some of these things work. And this journey was given to us in response to a very direct question that we posed for guidance, which is, can you give us a journey to alter or repair DNA in order to help us accomplish the goal for speedier conscious evolution and to help us adapt while we're dealing with the changes in our environment? And so you can also ask for healing in this, and that you might feel more immediately. So, Mark was given a vision. Let me just tell you what his vision was. He was shown a cell as if it was under a microscope, and he could see it, a relaxing of the DNA coil inside the cell. As the coil was relaxing and expanding, the cell itself did not grow. Rather, there was a blurring of the DNA information as the unwinding coil stretched beyond the parameters of the cell walls. At this point, he couldn't see what was happening. It was as if the coil had moved not only beyond the cell walls, but outside of the spectrum of our visibility, perhaps into another dimension. And so what we understood was that when the energy holding the coil was relaxed and expanded, undesirable attributes could fall out and new beneficial ones could replace them. And then after that moment, the coil shrank back into the containment of the cell wall and reconsolidated into something slightly changed from its original form. So that's just kind of to let you know what's going on, because we had to translate the images into the metaphor that was revealed to Mark that became the journey. So, it's important that you be in a state of communion with love when you take this journey. For love ensures that our direction for change is toward healing, surviving, and ultimately thriving. So, take a moment and focus on your heart. Find the eternal flame and feed it with love. Practice the heart breath by inhaling the powers of earth and sky up from the heart of the earth and drawing it down from the heart of the cosmos, where those powers meet at your heart center and mix with the love that you're pouring on your heart flame. Take a couple of breaths, several more heart breaths, to feel your heart flame expand and grow and radiate out. Connect with my heart flame, Chris's heart flames, and perhaps all those in the audience that are also listening, to make a bright, bright light. Now, within the glow of that light that we've all created, you'll see a warehouse full of identical round baskets stacked to the ceiling and filling every available space. The baskets look like those of a snake charmer. They all have lids on them, and you cannot see inside them. Now, with your next breath, your vision suddenly penetrates the basket so that you can see that each one contains a tightly coiled cobra, which almost completely fills the space inside the basket. Your vision shifts again so that you cannot see through the baskets, but you can hear that the snakes have begun to move. There's a growing sound like that of a breeze blowing through dry autumn leaves as the snakes relax and uncoil, slither and stretch. For a moment, all becomes still. And in this quiet stillness, you can imagine what would cause your health to improve and your body to thrive. These changes can happen only at the cellular level to begin with. So hold your vision for yourself and for our collective DNA on what would make us smarter, healthier, and more able to adapt and thrive. While you hold this vision, the cobra begins to stir and slowly return to its tight coil. These are the cobras in all of the baskets in the warehouse. For just a moment, you can again see within the baskets, just as the cobras complete the tightening of their coils. In your glimpse, you can see there's no room to spare, yet you notice that something about the pattern on the cobras' hoods looks slightly different than before. Once again, it's peaceful and quiet in the warehouse. Step back to take in the whole of the building. You need to step back further you're suddenly blown back like a leaf in the wind, farther and farther, until your perspective changes and you now can see that it's not a warehouse at all. It's you lying naked in a field in the sunlight, and you understand that your DNA has been altered in a way that empowers it. Take just a moment admiring yourself and the awesome magic of the complex yet simple components of your DNA. And thank Cobra for the teaching and for the empowerment that you've been given. Be sure and ground and center fully back into your physical body, breathing in from the heart of the earth. Feel the love that surrounds and enfolds you, and exhale back into the earth to fully ground yourself, so that as you return, you're in a fully heart-centered presence. It's a good idea to write this experience in your journal. And I hope, even though we had to move quickly, that you were able to experience in some way how that cobra, when it was fully relaxed and stretched out beyond the borders of its basket, was reaching into another dimension to release what was no longer appropriate and to take in, be informed from that dimension as to what's best for your request.
Well, thank you, Nikki. I'm sure everybody's going to get a lot from this, and they can also get the script of this, I believe you said, on your website.
No, not this one. This one's only in the book.
Oh, in the book. You can get this in the book. Great. So I'd encourage people to get the book. So this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we will come back and talk some more with Nikki Scully.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought, and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Nikki Scully today. Her website is www.shamanicjourneys.com. We've been talking about her planetary healing book, and she's going to be at Women of Wisdom on February 16th and 17th, giving a planetary healing, a ritual, ceremonial ritual healing with Normandy Ellis, and also a workshop for women on personal planetary healing. And so it's going to be a great experience. We just experienced her giving a meditation, some very powerful work on the DNA, and I'm sure there's going to be even more of that at the workshop. So I encourage people to go to our website, womanofwisdom.org, and check that out. So, Nikki, let's talk a little more about this planetary healing book. And you've been interested, I think you meant, maybe you talk about this in the book, about building an online community where people can take these tools and practice together. And so what, tell us about your vision about that and how you see that happening and what is going on. People can connect.
Well, what I've done for the last year is every month or so I've done a planetary healing call to action, which includes a different meditation, from the book each time. And we do it by teleweb Skype conferencing. And I think the last one, I mean, they're getting larger and larger and kind of spreading around the world. So it feels like we're really having some global influence. And especially when there's tragedies that happen, or hurricanes or earthquakes and things like that, we can do a call to action, or anybody can ask for one anytime, and I'll put one up. We're trying to get people trained so that they can create their own circles and not only join our circles, but create their own, so that this work can grow and that people will be inspired at new ways and new tools to continue the work. At the website that we have, the planetaryhealingbook.com, there are podcasts of the call to healings that we've done so far, and I think that the one that we did is actually on one of those, because I think we chose to do Intelligent Evolution one night. But all those are recorded and available for people. And we're trying to build a forum for feedback, but the one that's on the website isn't working so well, so we're starting a page on Facebook to try and get some dialogue. But
What's that Facebook page title?
Planetary Healing.
Okay. And then the website where they can listen to these podcasts is planetaryhealingbook.com?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
And eventually I'm going to be doing more webinars and conferences where I'll be teaching the new work that just keeps coming in.
It just I know you are one of those ongoing teacher, you know, if you want someone wants to train with somebody who is always bringing in new information and evolving, check out Nikki Scully.
Thank you. But it's, you know, it's so funny because, you know, you come out with what I thought was my life work, the alchemical healing, and I was ready to go home. And then, nope, then, you know, it's just one thing after another, and now I'm just so used to it, I'm seeing a much longer life for myself.
Yes, you have to stick around because you have more to teach.
Exactly. It's really fun too.
And I know you have a newsletter that people can sign up because you sent. And so, where do they sign up for your newsletter?
On my website, or just email office@shamanicjourneys.com. But my website is really the best place to sign up for it. And I only, you know, you'll not be barraged. I let you know when there's call to actions and when exciting things have happened, and I try and be deep with it. Every once in a while, I have to revert to just letting people know what's coming up, but I try and get as deep as I can with it, and as newsy and friendly, too.
Yes, and you still go to Egypt on trips, and people can find that out on your website, or your being on your newsletters, you can find out.
Absolutely.
What do you think is the most important issue at this time? I mean, we're going through it seems like it's pretty intense for everybody, and we're all in transition, but what is the most important issue that we should be focusing on?
I think the most important issue that we should be focusing on is creating peace on Earth and creating peace in our own hearts, because what's happening on Earth is a reflection of what's in our own hearts. And so that continues. You know, we're in the midst of shift and transition. It doesn't happen in an instant. And yet the more we come together and the more we put our hearts and minds together, the more power we add to the potential of becoming the fully realized humans that is our destiny, unless we screw it up.
Yeah, and we kind of feel like we're at this now or never place of we've been hearing a lot about this, and it's now coming to that time of, you know, people predict, well, in 20 years such and such is going to happen, in 40 years, you know, and it can be overwhelming, and yet we do have the power
we
do have the power to make those changes, to turn things around. It's not, you know, I think sometimes we feel like, well, it's too late. Look at what we've done. And yet,
We're still here.
And we're very adaptable. People are adaptable. Beings are adaptable. And
we have to realize that we're not helpless. There are things that we can do on every level. And the spiritual level is an important resource. And to put it off or to think it's too subtle at this point is pretty crazy. We all need to step up to the plate, and we all need to pay attention to every thought, every word, and every action that we take.
Yes, and I hear that everywhere. You know, watch your thoughts. And it's like, and clean up, you know, it's not just what we speak out loud, it's what we speak inside. And so thank you so much for being with us today, Nikki.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And yes, I'm so excited. We'll get to see you in a little over a month. And again, check out Nikki's website, www.shamanicjourneys.com. And join us in Seattle. So go to womenofwisdom.org and check out her events, February 16th and 17th, and all the other events. You don't have to register for the whole weekend. We have a special conference. It's very experiential. You can go to any event you want to. It's all individually priced. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. We all have our gifts. How can you contribute to planetary healing in this lifetime? So this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom. Foundation and the conference, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can find that on our website, too, at womanofwisdom.org, and sign up for our newsletter. We may be having a special coming up sometime this month, and you can find out how you can benefit from our probably our last offer for a special. It will be coming up in a couple of weeks, and you'll know be the first to know if you're on our newsletter. So thank you for listening today. Next week, I'll be interviewing another featured presenter, Cindy Dale. So this is Chris Danis. Thanks for coming in today and listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.